Friday morning, 7:38, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us now, as he does every Tuesday at about this time, we have the Chief Deputy from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Chip Simmons. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How has anything happened in the last couple of days that we don't already know about? I know we're going to talk about the shooting that took place at Klondike over the weekend, but anything other than that that took place the last day or two?
No, that's all we have in the last couple of days. Of course, it's a big one. So our detectives and our employees have been working feverishly on that investigation itself.
So what do we know at this time, kind of, you know, what happened? Maybe bring people up to speed a little bit on where this stands.
Well, we got a call on the 3rd at the 7100 block of Klondike Road. When we got on the scene, we found the victim, whose name is Kevin Swan. He's born in 82, and he was deceased from multiple gunshot wounds. Fortunately, we had a number of people that actually saw what took place, and to some degree, we had some witnesses in this case, and they told us that there were two males that had committed the crime and that they had fled in a certain direction. We went and searched inside the apartment, obviously, as we set up a perimeter to look for the people that may have done this. Inside the apartment, we discovered several different illegal narcotics, and it just had a wide variety of drugs. We found some crystal methamphetamine, methamphetamine, some cocaine, marijuana, paraphernalia, and then some things that we didn't readily identify. So we're going to send that out to the crime lab and see what new drugs that they have or what some mixture that they have. And unfortunately, we also found an abundance of needles. And these drugs were packaged as to indicate potential drug sales. There was just a lot of narcotics that were located, and so we kind of had an idea of what may have taken place, and so we were able to get a good idea for what the direction these two murderers took. The deputies did a really good job of cordoning off in the area, setting up a perimeter, and here's the part that I like. We made a phone call to our canine supervisor, Kevin Biggs, and said, hey, we got a pretty big wooded area. We're going to need a couple of canines, and they sent us, I think, five canines from their home, because they know this is a serious incident, and all five of them came to the scene, and then they take turns tracking, because as you know, when you got a big area and relatively warm temperatures, you have to make sure that the dogs stay fresh, and the canine officers themselves stay fresh, because at this point, we're tracking two armed murderers.
Wow. So you had five dogs and dog handlers. You were tracking them in, like you say, in the heat, in the woods, making sure the dogs stay fresh. And, I mean, that was what eventually produced the trail that led to these two guys, or what?
Yeah. We had indication of what direction they went. And what we do is we set a perimeter so we don't contaminate the actual track. When the canines get there, they choose which dog will go first for a short period of time, and then another dog will take over so that we can keep the scent pretty fresh. And they were able to track right to a nearby wooded area into a storage building. And then we ended up arresting Young and Oliver. The names here I'll get for you.
Samuel Maurice Young.
Samuel Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Cantavius Oliver. Both were arrested. They're not from Pensacola. But again, the track led to that storage building. We found a couple of bags. I don't want to get into everything piece of evidence that we found, but we feel very comfortable with the track, the time frame, the location, and then I will tell you that our employees went back out the next day, in the light of the situation, and were able to find even more evidence. So while it's a senseless tragedy, we talk a lot about people that engage themselves in high-risk behavior, and unfortunately, things like this take place whenever you engage in these types of activities.
Now, when you were giving me the list of all the things you found, the first list with all of the drugs and the needles and everything you're still even investigating, was that in the home of the victim, or was that what you found with the alleged perpetrators when you found them or their home?
Yeah, that was in the home of the victim, victim's home. We did a search warrant, as we do, we did a search warrant for the home. And then again, I don't want to get into all of the information and all the pieces of evidence that we got from the suspects or during the track, because there's a lot of evaluation to be conducted on, clothes and other pieces of evidence. But like I said, we feel really good about that we have the two people. Again, the time frame, the eyewitness accounts, the location, the speed at which we were able to get there and to find these killers, and it worked out really well for us. The funny thing or the odd thing for us is that in the past, as you know, I spent a lot of time working narcotics investigations. In the past, we have had one person that would sell or possess one drug, and you have to go to different people for different drugs. Now, as you've heard me talk just a second ago, this one particular home had all these different versions of drugs, and based on conversations that we've had with the neighbors, they have had a lot of traffic in and out of there. This has been a situation that they've been dealing with for a long time. We were, we've been made aware of some of the things that they've been going on. So hopefully, in light of this tragedy, hopefully this, this area will be a better area because some of the drug trafficking has been removed.
Well, I'll tell you, you're exactly right. And this is a good reminder that if you have a suspicious area in your neighborhood, it's okay to go ahead and call that in, and alert the law enforcement. The other one is, and you said this early on, and to me it stuck out, is you had a lot of cooperation in this case from witnesses, which is sometimes a problem, right? That the people who have seen stuff shut up and they don't want to participate. But in this case, you had a lot of help from the witnesses. Is that right?
Absolutely. From the very time that we got there, we had a good response time. Some witnesses that were there were saying, yeah, two people did it. This is what they were wearing. And that's where they started to run. And again, fortunately, we had enough deputies in the area where we could, set up a perimeter. And for those of you who are listening, don't know what a perimeter is. Basically, we cordon off an area. Maybe it's one block, maybe it's two to five blocks. And we set a car in that corner. That's what you'll see if you see a large law enforcement response. You'll see those cars out there to make sure that we know the suspects we're looking for are in this contained area.
Right.
And then we will put a tracking dog or a canine dog. Oftentimes we'll do either bullhorn to say, hey, we know you're in there. Come on out. That's the best way that we know to make sure that the murderers in this case do not escape and to do our best to make sure that the people within that area and in that neighborhood are safe.
Absolutely. Chief, you've got something happening today that's actually a good thing, but it's going to be a little bit different, right? National Night Out is this afternoon?
Yes. Annually, it's called National Night Out. It started with the attempt to give kids, before school, give them the pencils, backpacks, and that sort of thing, so they can better have a school experience. And because of COVID, we are now having it as a drive-through. You've seen these things because we've had food giveaways where we'll stand at one location, a car will pull up, and we'll do the social distancing as best we can, and then we'll provide them with, in this case, school supplies. It will be at Brownsville Community Center, 3200 West DeSoto Street, starts at 4 o'clock. And again, we ask people that they stay in their cars, pull through, we will have some sort of a line, and we will provide them with whatever information, whatever gifts and school supplies that we were able to give them. And that'll be, it's a little bit late. We know that school started, but,
right,
this is a different year. And we know that if it's a good thing, we want to make sure it's done, even if it's done a couple weeks late.
It's an important thing that you do for folks, and obviously this year it's a little bit different than any other year. Last thing, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office obviously very involved in storm. We know rescues, and we talked to the captain last week. What are you guys doing, if anything, to prepare for the possibility? And it is still the possibility at this time that Delta might have an effect on us.
Yeah, we're like anyone else. Whenever we see a storm, obviously we pay attention to it. And then when it gets closer to the Gulf, certainly when we are in the cone, this cone of uncertainty, then that triggers us to have different meetings. We were meeting yesterday about the possibility of going to what we call an AB rotation, which allows us to put more deputies on the streets, basically half the deputies on the streets for 12 hours and the other half are on 12 hours afterwards. It just allows us to maximize our I was deputy sitter, are able to respond. So we had that conversation, and more or less we're talking about timelines so that we can get them ready. So they'll have a certain amount of time to board up their own house to make sure that they've got gas and generators and stuff for their homes. Because, as you know, deputies can't just hunker down in the home and guard their own home.
Right.
They have to come to work, and we have to be there. So we have to have a couple extra days. So that's what we were doing. It's much like we've done every storm. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a run at it just 2.5 weeks ago. So we're taking the information that we had last time, what worked well, what we think we could do a little bit better, and we're incorporating that into this response here. But mainly what we want to do is encourage people to take this stuff serious. If they heard the 911 calls that I heard during the height of the storm, that they might think twice about staying in their home, especially if it's a low-lying area or in some sort of a vulnerable neighborhood. So that's what we're trying to do. We're preparing ourselves, but we also want to make sure that we get the word out.
Absolutely. Well, Chief, I appreciate the work and all the various kinds of work that you guys do to keep us safe, and obviously what your deputies go through in preparing for a storm like this. Chief Simmons, Chip Simmons from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.